You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. I'm joined on the line now by East Clare Fianna Fáil Councillor, Councillor Pat Hayes. Councillor Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us. You raised an issue in recent days at a meeting of Clare County Council, actually a couple of issues, in respect of the M18 motorway and some of the exits off of the motorway. Maybe I'll allow you to explain your point of view first of all.
Well, I suppose at the first I said at the meeting we're blessed to have a motorway running through our county, and it's wonderful to have that connectivity around the area. But I suppose over the years, people will know me from raising a lot of issues around this section of road, particularly section in relation to the standard of road itself and in relation to the different issues that the NRA at that time and TIA, and that was in relation to aquaplaning and microclimatic conditions. The issues that I've been raising the last few days and have continuously raised again is the exits and the junctions on that motorway and how the road was designed and what it meets now. And I've asked for a total review of all those exits, particularly the Tulla one, the Bearford one, indeed the Crisheen and the N85, all of them that were done at that particular area.
Sure. And now, why? Because, I mean, the microclimatic issues, they're typically kind of further north of what you're talking about. Gort to Crisheen seems to get the worst of that. But what is your concerns about the Tulla Bearfield exits and the other ones as well?
Well, look, at anyone that's driving those roads on a regular basis understands what I'm talking about. TIA will tell you that they meet the standards and all that. But the reality of the story here is that if you're coming off some of those, off the motorway and some of those junctions, particularly the Tulla and the Bearfield ones, your short lead-in time to them and the short lead-in time of coming off of them leaves you in a very precarious position, and you're always worried, will you have an accident? If you're coming onto a road where there's two lines of traffic, or going off where there's two lines of traffic and you have very little time to slow down and try and get your bearings, it leads to accidents. Indeed, sure. Unfortunately, we had a loss of life at one of those junctions last June. But that's not really, that's what we're trying to do here, is to try and to make sure that in the long term that we have safety issues and particularly a review of all those junctions so that people have a safe way of traveling.
We'll go to TII, we'll invite them to say what they wish in respect of this, but they've reviewed this, they've approved the designs, they upgraded this road, you were telling me before we came on, from a dual carriageway to a motorway nearly 10 years ago. Their actions to date suggest that they are satisfied with this road.
Well, they might be satisfied. Indeed, the word I heard during the week is that these were compact junctions and they met the bare minimum over the line and in engineering terms. But the bare minimum is not a safe exit, in my view, and I think there needs to be a major review of all those exits, particularly with the volume of traffic going by. And people, the stories I'm hearing from young people and older people and all people about the dangers that they're meeting every day when they try and exit those, I think people can just look at the new section of road between Gort and Tuam and see the differing standards between the two sections of road. When you drive up that road now, you have a fine lead-on time and a lead-off time in all those junctions from Gort to Tuam. Mm. But you have a whole different section here between Crisheen to the motorway down to Newmarket and Fergusdale, and then when you go down there, the junctions are good again. So what I'm asking is that we actually bring them up to those standards and that we bring them up to a modern standard.
Okay. That'll be a significant cost, I would imagine. Disruption as well.
Well, what cost do you put on those things? And indeed, the other day there was a debate about a new data centre on the Tull Road. And if that is going to happen in the future, definitely it'll merit a new upgrade anywhere. But at the same time, I'm looking now that TIA step up to the mark. TIA have a place in Ennis as well, and they have a junction there, a service centre in Ennis. Mm-hmm. And indeed, I think it's kind of half built out and where an area we'd need. But I think there's a merit now very much, and I've asked that we'll write to them and contact them and actually invite them to our meeting to actually deal with this. Now, we'll probably get a glossy report and a glossy press release saying that it meets all the standards. I'm not going away here now, and the people that I represent and the people that exit and enter those roads every day need something to be done to make sure that for future safety and for the people that traffic them every day.
I'm one of those people that you talked about who drives this road every day.
Well, what's your opinion on it, maybe you're not supposed to give an opinion.
I'll tell you. You notice the difference between some of the exits You talk about the Newmarket exit. You talk about the Junction 12, which is to come in by via Clare Abbey, where you've got much bigger lead in times, and in particular the Tulla Road exit. And it's certainly a noticeable one. And coming onto the motorway, you certainly are coming on at a much lower speed than the traffic that's coming past you. And I can understand the concerns about it. What I was going to ask you though was, to what extent are people raising this with you? I mean, how worried are people that you're talking with?
Well, people are very worried about it because you can see there have been accidents and incidents and fatality even there. And that's what we want to try and strive. People are worried, as you are after pointing out here, is you have to go on a slower rate going down off the exit onto and coming off as well. And you're on fast lanes with people going at 100 kilometres an hour and trying to get onto a lane. It leaves you very little room for manoeuvre. Indeed, people are afraid of their life. There'd be rear injuries behind as well going onto the roads and all that. So I think there has to be a total review here. And I think I'm not alone on this. I've got a lot of support from a lot of people. And indeed, any time I've ever spoken about the M18, I get numerous phone calls about different issues on that section of road.
And we get numerous comments, and I'm sure they'll come in following on from this interview as well. You've alluded to it already, though. Finally, Councillor Hayes, there's a possibility your call could be ignored. You may be stonewalled by TII.
Well, I put it in on certain ways to the CEO the other day that I want them to fully back me on this as well, and that they'd get their engineers out to do a full assessment as well, because this, in my view, and I would say it is my view, and with consultation with a lot of people, ordinary people, feel it's not meeting the required standards that's required these days, and that we need to have a far more safer junctions on that motorway. And I think, whether they like it or not, this issue isn't going away. In fact, when we raised the issues about the aquaplaning and the microclimatic conditions on the roads before, a lot of work was done. I still don't think that's fully resolved, my own view on it, but I think CII can do it. They don't want to admit responsibility. There are issues in these junctions, but as an ordinary driver and an ordinary councillor in the area, everyone can see that there are challenges in these particular junctions.
As I say, would love listeners' views on this at home. Councillor Pat Hayes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.